Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. An independent advisory panel is recommending FDA approval for a second COVID-19 vaccine developed by Moderna. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to publicly receive a dose of Pfizer's vaccine this morning at the White House to boost public confidence in the drug. The attending physician of the U.S. Capitol says that limited vaccine supplies are being made available to the executive branch, the Supreme Court, and Congress as directed by President Trump. President-elect Joe Biden is expressing alarm over a months-long cybersecurity attack targeting major branches of the federal government. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Biden is vowing a swift response once he takes office.
The president-elect promised that his team would make the attack a top priority at every branch of government when he becomes president on January 20th. In a statement, he said, quote, "Our adversaries should know that as president, I will not stand idly by in the face of cyber assaults on our nation. Russian government hackers are believed to be responsible for infiltrating computer systems at the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Treasury, and others. It's just the latest incident in what has become a long list of suspected Russian electronic incursions into other nations and particularly the United States." Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
President-elect Biden is nominating New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to become U.S. Interior Secretary. Haaland would be the first Native American to hold a cabinet post and the first to lead the department that oversees Native American affairs. Biden is also asking North Carolina's environmental regulator Michael Regan to head the EPA. Regan is a veteran of that agency, having served under the Clinton and Bush administrations. More than three dozen states are suing Google, claiming it's monopolizing the online search market. It is the third antitrust case against the company in the past 2 months. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser alleges Google discriminates against rivals that provide specific searches such as travel and entertainment.
Google has undermined the success of specialized search providers who pose a unique threat to Google because they can siphon off search advertising revenue, and because they could partner with rival search engines to enable their entry or expansion.
Google says it is prepared to address concerns about its operations. Two members of the family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma are alleging that the drug played a role, are acknowledging that the drug played a role in the opioid epidemic. Kathy and David Sackler were grilled during a remote House committee hearing. Last month, Purdue pleaded guilty to criminal misconduct charges and agreed to pay more than $8 billion under a settlement with the Justice Department. Sackler family members did not face criminal charges but agreed to pay $225 million to civil claims. This is NPR. Home Depot has agreed to pay nearly $21 million for failing to ensure that its contractors are following lead paint rules. An EPA investigation found that lead-safe practices were not being used during home renovations. Lead paint was banned over 40 years ago, but still remains in many older homes. Under the proposed settlement, Home Depot must ensure that its contractors are certified to use lead-safe work practices. Security forces have reportedly rescued the more than 300 students kidnapped by bandits in northwest Nigeria. As NPR's Ada Peralta reports, the Islamist group Boko Haram claims responsibility for the abductions.
Armed men stormed a high school in Katsina State a week ago. They kidnapped more than 300 children. And since then, the security agencies in Nigeria have been working to free them. Through a spokesman, President Muhammadu Buhari says all of them are now coming home. Local authorities say the children will be first assessed by health workers and will then be released to their families. Throughout the week, protesters have taken to the streets of northwest Nigeria, demanding peace and security. Protesters say that part of Nigeria has been abandoned by its government, which has allowed bandits and extremists to do what they want. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Mexico's president has inaugurated a memorial to nine dual citizens murdered by drug gangs over a year ago. The monument rests in the small town of Lamora in the northern border region near New Mexico, not far from where the victims were ambushed. This is NPR News.
Support